Hello, I'm Eddie Ko. I'm from the Philippines and I'm a Coldplay fan.
Hello everybody and welcome to Cold Talks, the Coldplay Fans Podcast. My name is Rodrigo, I am your host for this podcast, and today we have a very special guest, that is Eddie. Eddie has been to the community for quite some time. I remember seeing his tweets even before I created my own like Stan account and this kind of things. I don't like that name very much. But yeah, let's go. Let's use Stan account. As you have already listened, he is from the Philippines. He's 20 years old and he's major in psychology. And funny enough, psychology has been a topic on this podcast in a very different way. This has also been a podcast episode about ghost stories, basically. We have talked a lot about this album. I've noticing that this album has impacted so many people's lives in a very specific way. This is something that it's becoming each day more interesting to notice because everybody that is connected to ghost stories somehow has very personal stories and very personal moments connected, attached to this album. And this is something very beautiful to notice while you're recording the podcast. Maybe for season two, this can become a more recurring topic in a more intentional way, because on this season, this just happened. Like, lots of people mentioned ghost stories as a favorite, and this was not intentional at all. So maybe for season two, this becomes a topic. And talking about season two, this is the episode before the last episode of season one. Season one is coming to an end. Yeah. We are finishing the year. We're finishing 2021. And next year we have our last episode. And maybe, well, after that you have a Christmas gift. That's all I can say for now. This is one of the last episodes of the year, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you haven't listened to the other ones, if you haven't finished a list of Cold Talks episodes, now you're going to have some free time to take a step back and listen to all of them. Before we go to the proper episode, I would like to invite you to follow Cold Talks in our social media. We are at Cold Talks Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Also follow this podcast or like this podcast or whatever in the platform that you're listening to. We are on Spotify, we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. And well, if you want to have Cold Talks in another platform, audio platform, that you prefer to listen instead of all of those, just DM me on Twitter or Instagram. We can talk about that. This can be something, so feel free. And also, if you want to be here for season two, well, DM me on social media too, like, or send me an email. Tell me your story with Coldplay. Tell me your story with the band. You will be more than welcome to come. That's it. Let's go. Eddie, Cold Talks. Here we go. Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Hello. I'm all good.
You great?
Yeah, doing great.
It's so good to have you here. I love like seeing your comments on Twitter because I know that we're supposed to talk about Coldplay, but before talking about Coldplay, I know that you're a big fan of Foes, the band Foes.
Oh, yeah. I love Foes.
Yeah, and I really love them too. So it's nice to have, like, I see some people on Coldplay Twitter that...
Yeah, Flaming Play, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole, Flaming Play. I think Vinny is also a very big fan, right? So...
Vinny. Vinny's also...
It's nice to see that, like... I don't know, it's quite unexpected because, like, I have different accounts. I have my personal account on Twitter too, and the Cold Talks one. So
yeah.
When I enter, it's quite unexpected. Like, when I enter on my Cold Talks account and then I see people talking about Foes, I was like, yeah. Some days ago, they released a new single and everybody there was talking about it. So I felt, oh, so I can talk about Foes in here too.
Yeah, this podcast should be called False talk.
False play talk. Like, fan talk. We can literally talk about, like, anything.
Yeah.
But how are you? You okay? How are you?
I'm all good. Currently, I'm doing my papers because it's my final year at uni. And pretty stressful.
I get it. I really get it.
Yeah.
I graduated this year on 2021 tour. Oh, in the beginning of the
congrats.
Year. So thank you. But what are you majoring?
Psychology.
Wow. It's something that I really like. I'm very interested. Maybe we can... Like,
yeah.
We're going to do a part two of this podcast, just talking about psychology.
Let's talk about it. Yes.
It's something that I really like.
The wonders of psychology.
Yeah, like psychology talks. I majored in English.
Ooh.
So I could, while I wasn't at university, like I could have some subjects from other fields in other areas. Ooh. And I always try to have something from psychology, but I never could. Like, I didn't have the time. So, it's a personal frustration of mine.
Maybe you should study psychology again. Like, go to uni.
degree. I don't know how I like that. Like, I got a bit traumatized by universities. I don't know.
I feel you.
You do? Oh, thank you. Like, as you were saying, like, this idea of, like, spending a whole semester or maybe a whole year writing an essay about something, it's something very nice. Like, I admire that a lot, but it's not for me. Like,
same
yeah,
here.
I feel you. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I feel sorry and happy for you at the same time because it's something nice, right?
Yeah.
But Eddie, how would you introduce yourself to the people that are here but never listen to your voice? People that probably know you but never listen to your voice.
So, hey guys, this is my voice. And it's kind of high, but there's some slangs and stuff from because I'm from the Philippines with some slangs with British undertones because for, let's just say, in my year 9, 2 months straight, I just watched Doctor Who, and I think I subconsciously got some of the British accent in my head.
Wow.
And I could never stop. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I don't watch Doctor Who anymore because I can't even tell you why. Like, I still love it a lot, but I don't watch it.
The showrunner is bad.
Really? Oh, I didn't get to Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, just Matt Smith.
Yeah, I stopped in Matt. I was trying to remember his name. Yeah, the last one that I've... I really like David Tennant.
Yeah, David Tennant's the best. Yeah.
It is, right?
I cried.
Yeah, so in his last episode, that thing of, like, I don't want to go. I was like, so don't go. Don't go. Stay here with us.
Right.
Let's begin with the records. What are your favorite Coldplay album?
Ghost Story, hands Ooh. Down.
Really?
Yeah, that's quick. Yeah, I really, really love Ghost Story.
But why? Can you say why?
It's a very dear album to me that helped me in my mental health, etc. Like heartbreaks. And it basically, like, that's my comfort album, even though it's painful. It's my comfort album of every Coldplay album.
I truly understand that. I think Ghost Stories is, like, I think this is the third or fourth episode of Code Talks in sequence that we comment a lot about
Ghost Stories. Yeah.
The last one that I recorded is not out yet, but by the time that this episode come out, that we are recording, this one will be the previous one with Malik Davis.
Ooh, Malik. Yeah.
He's the best. He's so funny. But we talked a lot about Ghost Stories and, something that I noticed is that everyone has a similar perspective.
Yeah.
Everyone that says, oh, Ghost Stories is my favorite album, it's usually very connected to something that they personally lived.
Yeah.
And this is just so beautiful. I mean, it's the heart and soul of Coldplay right there.
That's true. I've read a Reddit post before, and it says that all of us have something in relate to Ghost Stories. And I was like, holy shit. I just became emotional and like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. That album is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much.
On the last episode that we recorded, I commented something that Ghost Stories has such a great narrative.
Yes.
Like, all Coldplay albums tell a very tied up story from front to back. Like, and all of them, like, we can do that since the beginning, since some parachutes, they tell stories in their albums in such a nice way. But on Ghost Stories, they did something that they never done. Like, because
yeah.
Ghost Stories is just, it's so, like, perfectly tied up.
It's just one seamless song.
Yes.
You don't even notice that it's the next song already because it's just, the flow of it is just wow.
Yeah. Even on the silences that we have, like,
yeah.
from like track one to track two and then track two to track three, even the silence feels like a part of
the song,
right? So
it's really amazing.
And I remember that we talked a little bit about, like, have you ever heard about the five stages of grief?
Oh, yeah, I do. I did.
So I think that this album is a perfect representation of the five stages of grief.
Yes.
For you that are listening this episode, if you want to know why, you need to listen to the previous episode with Malik, because we talked about it there. So, and we explained it, like, very carefully.
Yeah.
It's
like that album is something. Just,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah. And you can see, like, a very clear healing process.
Yes, that's true.
In a narrative of those songs.
And that's why maybe, like, a lot of people resonate with Ghost Stories because of that five stages of grief. It, like, instead of it, what do you call this? It prolongs the pain. Ghost Stories help them heal faster than before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's something that I also commented about, like, on the previous episode. Like, I am not the most optimistic person. I'm very realistic. Like, I sometimes it's hard for me to be optimistic because reality tells me not to be optimistic.
Yeah.
But with Coldplay and with this album precisely, like, more specifically, I feel like Coldplay is literally telling me, like, it is going to be fine. Although it sucks. Like, I know it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I know that the reality is not the best. But I can assure you that it's going to be fine.
It's going to be great. It's going to be better.
Yeah, maybe not fine, but better. As it is. Yeah. But well, moving on. Let's talk about favorite songs. What is your favorite Coldplay song?
I have a lot, but Always In My Head is literally in my number one spot.
Really?
Every time. Wow. Yeah, Always In My Head.
That's one of my favorites too. It's not my favorite from Ghost Stories, probably. I tend to vary from Always In My Head to Midnight.
Ooh, yeah. Both are very great songs.
What was your first reaction when Midnight came out? This is something.
Man, I remember spamming Midnight every time because...
Really?
The synth, the atmosphere, the everything is just amazing.
Yeah.
I was like... First listen, I was just 13. Yeah, I was 13 and I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went back when we were teenagers, we're all angsty and stuff. Maybe that's why I resonated with Ghost Stories, because I was an angsty kid back then.
Yeah.
And when I grew up, I loved it even more. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we usually frame our stories in records in general, but with Coldplay, it wouldn't be different.
Yeah.
We all have records and songs and albums that make us remember a specific period of time in my life. I have a very similar story like that with Milo Xylitol.
Ooh.
I've already told this story here, so... Well, I couldn't like Milo Xylitol back then when it got released. Because I was very young too. I was probably like 13 or 14, something like that. I was very young. I was like beginning to understand myself as a teenager. And I had a lot of friends back then that used to like the band, but they didn't like Milo Xylitol. But I did. Milo Xylitol was the beginning of that thing of old play and new play. People are saying like,
yeah.
to say that this is not Coldplay anymore and so on. But I was like, I loved it. Yeah, I loved Milo Xylitol. When they released Every Teardrop Is a Waterfall, I was like, this is completely different from everything that they have ever done. But I mean, I am a teenager. I want to party with yeah. this song. I want to like,
yeah.
this is a very upbeat song. So like, it fits perfectly for me.
For yeah, at the time of point of your life.
Yeah, but But not from my friends.
Oh.
Like, my friends were the ones who were saying like, oh, this is not Coldplay anymore. This is too, I know.
This is too happy.
Yeah. This is too happy. This is too whatever strange adjective they wanted to put here. So I was like, yes, this is rubbish. But I loved it. So, I mean...
You're saying that just to fit in with your peers.
Exactly. So, like, when I remember Milo back then, I remember, like, being this very strange person who didn't have their personal opinions and should, like, just follow everyone's opinions.
Yeah.
So, today, like, nowadays, when I look back at it, I was like, what a waste of time. Like,
yeah, that's true.
What a waste of time.
Oh, why did I do that?
Exactly. But you know something, like, this perspective has taught me to have a more gentle look to myself in the past. I mean, I used to hate that about me, like, not only because we're talking about Coldplay, we're talking about an album. This is just...
Yeah.
It's just an album. In the end of the day, it's just an album.
It's just an album. Yeah.
But that same thing, like that same perspective or feeling that I should like the things that my friends like and I shouldn't like the things that I actually like in lots of different areas of my life. So we start the discussion with an album and we end the discussion with deeper things like sexuality and...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So when I look at that period of my life, I once hated myself because of that. Like I'm so stupid. I just like what everyone liked and what everyone told me to like.
Ooh, yeah.
But nowadays, I'm just like, I was a kid. What could I do?
And we have a tendency to do that back then. It's like, social conformity.
Yeah,
I forgot the word.
Yeah,
that one. Social that one. Something something. Yeah,
it is social. It is socially constructed. That's the point of what you're talking. Yeah,
there. Social conformity. This turned into a bit of psychology things with Eddie.
Psychology with Eddie.
Yes.
It was something. It marked my life that way, and I think everyone has a story like that, right?
Yeah.
But you're talking about, like, always in my head. They used to play this song on A Handful of Dreams tour,
yeah.
And it was quite unexpected for me. Because, I mean, it's totally different from the rest of the tour. Although it matches very well because they do like a B-stage thing.
B-stage, yeah.
I went to the very end of A Handful of Dreams era of the tour.
Ooh.
So they were like recording the DVD and those kind of things. They were shooting those things here. And that's where I was. So I already knew the entire set list. I knew what they were going to play. Like there was no...
No surprises.
Yeah, exactly. But I truly forgot about the fact that they played Always in My Head. I forgot that. In the moment of the concert, when they started like entering into B stage, I think it's after Paradise. Yeah, it's after Paradise. Yeah,
after Paradise.
Yes. So I was like, ooh, that was heavy. Like that's something. And then I started listening to that core of the beginning of Always in My Head. I was like, no, this is just a transition.
Yeah.
I know that. But then no, like they started playing it and I was like, I totally forgot about that. And I started crying like,
yeah.
And it was so quick. I've never realized how fast this song passes by. Because like in a blink of an eye, they were playing another song. I was like, no, play it again. No.
Yeah.
So we have subconsciously started talking about live events, and I want to know from you, like, what is your collection of Coldplay live concerts?
Oh, I've just been to one in Manila.
Got it. Oh, it's the one that the Coldplay Philippines folks talked about.
Yeah, I remember I listened to the podcast, your podcast with Moti, Steph, and Gang.
Yeah.
I remember they mentioned that, yeah, I've been to A Handful of Dreams tour Manila, and I was in, let's just say, the middle section, near the C stage.
Got it.
And it was amazing. Like, they played Ink.
Ink!
Acoustic version.
It was the request song that they
Yeah, it was a request song. It's amazing.
Was it your request song?
No, no, not my request song. It's a late fan, because the fan already died, I think. Yeah. Ooh. Like, I think his name is Ken? I forgot the name. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if you're listening to this, the family of Ken or whatever name. But yeah, they played Ink, and dude, it was amazing.
Yeah. I can only imagine, like, even acoustic, like, smaller thing.
Yeah.
It should be.
And I believe it's, like, I think that's just the only performance of Ink acoustic.
Probably. Yeah.
It's really rare.
And it's probably the only performance of Ink after Ghost Stories, because
yeah,
they totally forgot about this song.
Yeah.
I think they only play Magic and the Sky Full of Stars.
Yeah, Sky Full of Stars now. I really wish they bring back In the Mott's World Tour, Always in My Head, because it's, like, seriously an awesome song to play on the B stage.
Yes. It totally fits the B stage. And I mean, it's not, like, related to space and aliens, but it has that atmosphere.
Atmosphere, exactly.
I don't know. It just fits. It just fits.
Yeah.
I remember I was, I don't know who it was, but we were talking about here on the podcast, we were talking about X and Y and how X and Y has, like, it is not a space related album, but it feels like.
Oh, the song, yeah. And the song X and Y does feel like a space-related song. Like, you and me, we're floating on it. That part is just,
It's perfect for
I just floated, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, X and Y, both the song and the album, but specifically, like, the album, they can literally play anything from this record.
Yeah.
But it's just not Fix You. Like, I love Fix You. And I hope that they still play Fix You, especially with that intro from Midnight. I love that so much. But they should, like, bring something from their record, because that's the best time ever.
That is so true. Like, they should play any other songs from X and Y other than Fix You. And especially People of the Pride. Surely they'll play People of the Pride. They should bring back Twisted Logic.
Oh, don't even mention. No. This is too much for me.
Seriously, they should bring back Twisted... No. They should bring in Twisted Logic, because they haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
They never played it live.
Yeah, I remember that video from a school
the
band.
Kids,
That it was the first time that Twisted Logic was played live.
Yes.
With a school band of teenagers. Like,
it's not even Johnny, Guy, and Will.
Yeah. And I remember Chris said on that very same video that the band itself could never bring that song into reality, like, live on
Why
stage.
Though?
But, like,
they did People of the Pride. Why couldn't they bring in Twisted Logic?
I love X and Y. I think it's my second favorite album. You cannot see, but right there, I have it on vinyl. It's the only Coldplay album I have on vinyl. So, I mean, it's a very special album for me.
Yeah.
I know that the band doesn't like the album very much. We all knew that.
Yeah.
But when we watched, like, the A Hat Full of Dreams documentary, it became very clear why the band doesn't like that album. But I mean, come on.
I mean, a lot of us likes X and Y album.
Don't we?
Yeah. I mean, I know plenty of people who likes X and Y album.
Yeah, it's totally a no skip. Like, I think it's the longest Coldplay album.
Yeah.
It's more than 1 hour long, and I love that about it. And I truly get, like, why it was a tough era for the band. Like, the documentary made it very clear.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is not nice, I know that. But this is more than 15 years old.
It's already old news, man. I mean, why still no X and Y songs on the set list?
Yeah. Same with Viva La Vida. I mean, the last couple... I won't call Everyday Life a tour, because it wasn't.
Yeah, it's not a tour.
It's not a tour, but on Everyday Life, they play Lovers... They used to play Lovers in Japan, like, more than once.
Yeah.
They even have, like, a different set. Like, they played with strings, and Johnny was in a 12-string guitar. So it was very different. They played it on a very different set. And I mean, I wanted that so bad. Like, Viva La Vida is my favorite album from then. And they only play Viva La Vida.
I remember another story. Because I remember where they played Violet Hill on Taiwan Day 2.
Ooh.
I was in Taiwan at that time.
Oh, no.
And I didn't watch. I didn't watch the show.
But sorry, when was it? Which era?
I think it's around April 12th. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think April 12th.
Oh, so it was...
Taiwan Day 2.
So it was Milo's Alito.
Yeah. Tour. No, no. I had Full of Dreams.
Oh, I had Full of Dreams. I thought 12 was like 2012, the year. But oh, yeah, well, no, okay. No.
Sorry.
No, I got it. Now
April
I got it.
April 12th, 2017.
Oh, and they played Violet Hill in 2017.
Yeah, and I was in Taiwan at that time. Like before I went to Taiwan, I was looking for tickets, but no chance.
And you remember me a great point. Like, what is your origin story with Coldplay?
Oh,
like,
how did you
meet the band? This is usually the first thing that I ask, but I totally forgot. So how did you meet the band? What was your first access to them?
Well, I met the band back in Viva Era. I think 2010?
Got it.
Yeah, 2010. Like in the lull years between Viva and Milo Siloto.
When they released Christmas Lights around there, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exactly by the same time that I discovered them too.
Like we have this local music TV channel, which is Mix. Yeah, they call it Mix.
Got it.
And they show music videos like from other artists, like let's just say Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato back in the days, and Coldplay. Like when I first heard it, I was like, whoa, this song is amazing. And then, because I was still like 9 years old, I don't have like that much. I still conform to my brother as what my music is.
Yeah.
And then in Milo Siloto era, I saw Paradise in the same music TV channel and I loved it.
Yeah.
And at that time, I'm also playing Minecraft.
Wow.
So I heard Fallen Kingdom. Fallen Kingdom. Yeah. Oh, no.
It's the same that the people from Coldplay Philippines commented.
Yeah, yeah.
They talked about
and
that.
And I was like, why is this song so familiar? Like, I think I've heard this before. And then I remembered, oh, it's from Coldplay. And I went to YouTube, watched the music video, and let's just say I preferred the original more than the Fallen Kingdom, and I've spammed that. I asked my brother to illegally download Coldplay albums.
Oh my
and
god.
That's my story on how I became a Coldplayer. And my first full-time Coldplay album, first full-time Coldplayer is in the Ghost Stories era.
Got it.
Like I spammed that album every time.
Do you remember, this was something that we talked about, I think it was with David.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure it was with David if we talked about it here. Do you remember that visual album ish that they did for Ghost Stories in iTunes, on iTunes? It was a long animation of the wings on the cover. Like they zoomed in the animations in the cover. Like they zoomed in and they have like small animations of some specific parts of the wings or the lungs. Some people say that we have wings on the cover. Some people say that we have lungs.
Lungs.
I never saw lungs in there.
Same. I never saw lungs.
For me, from the very beginning, was just wings.
Yeah, it's just wings.
It's just wings, guys. Come on. It's just wings, not
lungs.
Come on,
guys. It's just wings.
But that was my first experience with the album.
Ooh.
And they don't have it anymore, like anywhere. On YouTube, we have clips of that, but we don't have the whole album.
Yeah, just clips of it. Yeah.
But I got to say, I got so excited with that back then that I recorded the screen of my computer with everything. This is personal. I mean, I don't put it on internet. I have it until today because for me, like, Ghost Stories is so visual.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of that. So I think this is so cruel because, like, they presented me the album with that visual and now I don't have it. I think it was just for a week because the album was out before the release day on iTunes.
Yeah.
So it got everyone by surprise. we're going to put that on YouTube. I don't know. I was pretty sure that we were going to have that somewhere.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, I know I am a Coldplay fan. I know that this may be just something that like they put here for 5 minutes and then walk away. Like, so I have that on my computer, and sometimes I just watch it. Like, I just press play and.
Oh, also I remember something from Ghost Stories because you know before, right? I illegally downloaded the album, and it's the Target edition.
And just, let me just comment something. Like, we're talking about illegal downloads.
Yeah,
that was a pre like streaming era.
Yeah, we didn't have era.
Like Spotify. So now like. If you're listening to this on 2021 or further, don't download music illegally. You don't have to do that anymore.
Downloads.
Like, we don't have the context for that anymore. Those were different times. We didn't have streaming. So
back in 2013, 2014.
14. So,
2014.
We're in 2021. Move on. We don't need that anymore.
Move on.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, continue.
So, my brother downloaded the Target version. There's All Your Friends, Ghost Story, and O Reprise.
Oh, that's so oof.
Yeah. And once I moved to Spotify, I think 2014 too.
Yeah,
2014. At that same year, I was like shocked, where the hell is the three bonus songs? Yeah. I was like, I thought I just imagined those songs. Like I was looking for everywhere for them. I thought I was going crazy. And I realized, it's the Target version.
Yeah. But they released that later.
Yeah, they released it. Yeah.
They released it as A Sky Full of Stars?
Yeah, A Sky Full of Stars EP.
EP with some B-sides that were actually those two songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those three songs, sorry.
Just three songs, yeah. And but though, it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, this episode now is about ghost stories.
Just
ghost stories. And usually when we mention ghost stories here, the episode becomes about ghost stories. And I love that. It's the only album that this sort of thing happens. I remember, I don't know when. Yeah, it was in 2014. Before the album came out, they made a very special show, a very special concert, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That became a TV special and then became Ghost Stories Live 2014. And I love that so much.
Man, I know. Especially the Ocean scene. Like,
yeah, we have something different for Oceans and now. But I can even put in words. Like,
yeah, it's amazing. Like, when I watched it, I became emotional.
Yeah, and it's just, I think that's the point. It's just so different.
Yeah.
You know, it's so different from what they used to do because, I mean...
Like when you compare, yeah, that's true.
When you compare, because they have just came out of Milo Xylitol. It was huge. It was stadium size. Like, there were many, like, things happening on stage all the time. And then they go to
to a very intimate show.
A very intimate show. Like, and it was the first time that those songs were being performed live. They played the whole album in sequence.
Yes.
For people who had never listened to those songs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we watched that only after the album came out. I know that. When we were listening to that, when we were watching that, like, it first came out as a TV special. So when I watched that on TV, I was like, I already know these songs. Because, I mean... It doesn't take much time for us to, like, at least for me, to, like, to know the lyrics by heart. And, like, with 1 week that the album is out, like, with Music of the Spheres, I was singing the whole song with 1 week of album. Like, 1 week after the album got released, I already knew the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I think that happens because... Listen to that like religiously, like every day, all the time.
Yeah,
for quite a few time. But I felt, I truly felt that I didn't know those songs. I truly felt like I was there living that experience.
Yeah.
Because everything was made in such honest way.
A very intricate way. Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that concert is just so beautiful. I haven't been there, of course, but... It was a guest only, by the way.
Yeah.
It was guest only.
And I wish I came there.
Oh, that's...
I wish.
I don't know how... I mean, I wasn't, like, on Coldplay Twitter back then. Probably back then, people knew on Twitter what you have to do.
Yeah.
To attend. That's
probably it.
It was probably something like... I don't know. Something must have happened. And that, like... Coldplay fans from Twitter or something like that. Some people... I wanted to interview here someone who has been on that concert. So, ooh. Yeah, if you're listening to that and you have been to that concert on 2014 before Go Stars came out, I remember people started...
Go contact.
Yeah, contact me on Twitter. I am GoTalkSpot on Twitter. Contact me. DM
yes.
Me. But I remember that people started making reviews of the album because people who went to that concert, like they started writing like a track by track comment of each song of the album. And they were. I remember they commented things about like Oceans.
Ooh.
That they talked about like, oh, this is completely Parachutes era. And I was like, what is this album going to be? Because if we have a Parachutes era-ish song.
Yeah.
Wow. And I remember, like, I got completely insane, like, after that. I got, like, okay, I need this album. And then, like, it dropped by surprise on iTunes. So I was like...
Like, what?
And again, I was a teenager. So, like, if yeah. I'm freaked out today, I was, like, 10 times more freaked out.
Yeah.
On
back 2014. Then, yes. Oh, there's also one thing about Ghost Stories. Like, my friend Vinny told me this, and he related Ghost Stories with, you know, the show Haunting of Hill House?
Got it, yes.
It's, like, very, almost like Ghost Stories. That show is almost like...
Can you develop it a bit more? Like, fly.
Haunting of Hill House is also about, basically, the five stages of griefs.
Yes.
And... In the end, it's the acceptance, yeah.
I got your point. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Right?
Man, Vinny.
Thank you, Vinny. Vinny, you were invited to be here, by the way. Remember that? You were invited. People, if you want Vinny, let's make a hashtag like Vinny on Call Talks. That's it. If you yeah. want Vinny on Call Talks, tweet if this hashtag Vinny on Call Talks. But yeah, I mean, wow, I'm going to rewatch the show.
Yeah.
Because I love it so much. I mean, off topic, I know, but I love that new horror thing that nowadays, like, we have movies like Get Out and all yeah. Jordan Peele movies, but The Haunting of Hill House or Midsommar
yeah.
that uses oh. horror to talk about other
psychological
things. Psychological things.
Yes.
And this is very, this has always been a thing, but I feel that. I don't know. I think nowadays this is getting more and more interesting.
Yes.
<That's> amazing. So I'm going to rewatch this show now with that in mind. But Eddie, thank you very much. I mean, it was so nice to have you around here.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to say? Like anything that for people to listen? Any comments?
Thank you for listening to Code Talks with ASMR. This is ASMR. ASMR.
How did we get here? Like how did yeah. we get to ASMR? But okay, if you want to make an ASMR goodbye, you can. Like,
hello, guys.
Okay, this is getting weird. No, sorry. No,
yeah,
this
is it is. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it was awesome. But do you have anything like to say? Like, do you want to give your social media address or something like that for people to follow you? You are the best on Twitter. Like,
I radiate. If you go to my Twitter, I radiate big crackhead energy. Hey.
No, you don't. No. I totally disagree with that. Oh, there is something. Hold on a second. I remember when I was getting ready to interview Kyle here, the keyboardist from Atlas Apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle Brown.
Yeah. ASMR voiced Kyle. But yeah, I remember that he had a cover on, oh my God, on Atlas Apart. I think it was Christmas Lights. And I remember someone singing in there.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
I remember someone named Eddie singing Christmas Lights, right?
I went,
Yeah. How was it? I mean, so are you a musician? I mean, you have a very nice microphone. I almost bought that microphone, by the way, some years ago.
I sing. I just sing and play some of the piano, but usually I just sing.
Ooh, that's right. But like, do you make your own music?
I try to.
Really?
I mean, maybe one day if I'm able to finish a song, I release it to the public. Hopefully.
Yeah, I truly like. I am a musician too. Sometimes I talk about it here on the podcast. Something that is nice about it is that people who are musicians and Coldplay fans, usually they are musicians because of Coldplay.
Ooh.
This is something that usually happens. Is that your case? Like, did you start making music or getting closer to music because of Coldplay?
Oh, actually, I sang before I discovered Coldplay because of my family. My family loves, and my mom and dad loves singing, and especially here in the Philippines, karaoke.
Right? Got it.
It's very popular in here. And because of that, my mom let me sing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. And I think that reignited my passion for singing. But with piano, it's definitely because of Chris.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And bass, actually. I tried to play the bass because of Guy.
But how long was that? How long was it when you started like trying to play bass?
Actually, I started and stopped.
Oh no, Eddie.
Yeah, but piano. Piano is like my most staple.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Back in 2014.
Got it.
Oh, and also, Kyle, if you're listening to this, I legitimately learned the first Coldplay song, which is Amsterdam, because of him on the piano. Like my first Coldplay piano song.
Yeah. In the episode that we recorded, I told him a similar story. Like, I remember, like, when A Handful of Dreams came out, I wanted to learn how to play Everglow. And he has a tutorial from Everglow. And I was like, thank you. Now I'm interviewing you on my podcast.
I mean, but, yeah. Kyle's the best.
Kyle is
when
the
it
best.
Comes to those.
But yeah, okay. I totally forgot to ask you about that. That was something that was on my mind since the beginning. But yeah. So, well, Eddie, thank you very, very much. It was so nice to have you here. Guys, if you're listening to this by the day this came out, this is the best time for you to follow Eddie on Twitter, because now he's Santa Eddie, and he's just the best. He's like giving...
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, he's giving around gifts for everyone. Maybe yes. I'm compromising
and
you.
And by gifts, good vibes.
Gift vibes, like good vibes and love for
yes.
everyone. But yeah, Eddie, thank you very, very much. I hope that we see each other again.
Yes.
Sometime in the future.
Full stock.
maybe I need to create another podcast to talk about foals, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, if you want that, DM me on Twitter. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you soon. Have a nice day and see you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Cool Talks is produced, hosted, edited, and created by me, Rodrigo Samines. All visuals and graphic design are made by Luis Eduardo Pinheiro. If you don't know, I'm also a musician, and I invite you to listen to my musical project. Links for it and anything else related to the podcast are in the bio section of all of our social media. Follow at Cool Talks Pod on Twitter and Instagram for more Coldplay-related content. Follow the podcast in the platform you're listening to it not to miss any new episodes that come out every Wednesday. Are you a Coldplay fan and wants to be a part of a podcast? Feel free to DM me on social media or send an email to coldtalkspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks a lot for listening.